Hey guys, this episode of Social Media Secrets is going to have no intro, and I want to make sure that there is a clear trigger warning for this episode. This episode may be upsetting for some people, but I also know that it's going to be enlightening, and it's going to talk you guys through some of the journey that I'm experiencing today. So today I am upset. I am frustrated. I am saddened. I feel a little bit sick. I watched the video of something that happened in my home state of Minnesota, and that was the video of a police officer kneeling on George Floyd's neck as people filmed it, as he said, "I can't breathe," as he called for his mom. This police officer kneeled on George Floyd's neck for 7 minutes. And I think part of the reason that I'm so upset today is because part of me didn't want to watch the video. I didn't want to look at it and see what's actually happening because it just is so upsetting. And I think about my kids and, you know, I absolutely recognize my white privilege. My kids are not white. They are part white, but they are mixed. My kids are Latino and Asian. And so they may grow up in a different world than I do, but my hope is that we can change the world a little bit at a time before then. But as I watched this video, I wanted to not watch. But then I realized if I don't watch and know what's happening, how in the world am I supposed to help create any kind of change? If I'm not even willing to face the things that are happening, because this really happened. So George Floyd laid on the ground as a police officer kneeled on his neck for 7 minutes. He went unconscious and he later died. And there are so many things that upset me about the situation. The fact that three police officers stood by and watched is very, very, very upsetting to me. Because if you see evil happening in front of you and you do nothing, you are worthless. I mean, I don't even know what words to say. Like, if you see horrible injustice happening in front of your eyes and you do nothing, it breaks my heart. And I get that those bystanders that were filming, they were probably in fear of their lives if they were to stand up to the police officers. But just the fact that so many people watched and didn't do anything, that was so upsetting to me. And then last night, someone shared a live stream of the third precinct in Minnesota. And I watched this live stream as police lined up with their, you know, their riot gear, which I understand because there was a protest that, to the best of my knowledge, started out peaceful and then started going into like smashing windows. And so it started to become a little bit violent and heated, especially whenever there are two sides facing off. It just can get really dangerous. It escalates quickly. And if I think about how upset I am, I can't imagine how upset people are in the same city, those who were his friends, his family, those who were in his direct community. It's not okay. And as I watched this video, you know, the police were throwing tear gas at the protesters. And the protesters were throwing it back. Fires were starting. And I was sitting there thinking, this literally looks like we are living in a real life Hunger Games where there's absolutely no regard for human life. And I'm sorry if I sound angry in this episode because I am angry. I am angry. I am not okay with what I am seeing. And as I watched this, I was like, I don't even know who to be mad at. And that's one of the most shocking parts of this. Am I mad at one police officer? Am I mad at the three police officers who stood by and watched? Am I mad at his boss who trained him in, obviously? Am I mad at the system? Am I mad at society? Am I mad at our racist forefathers? Like, I don't even know who to be mad at. Am I mad at the police officer's parents for not teaching him basic decency? Like, you know, don't be a racist and hey, maybe don't kill people. And I say that with such sarcasm in my voice because I'm like, There is something so broken in our system and society, and it is very upsetting to me because I don't even know where to start with change. And so I spent a little bit of time today really thinking about, okay, I can look at all of these things in hindsight. I can look at all this speculation. But the truth is, I'm not a world leader, at least yet. I'm not a massive political force to be reckoned with. I'm not able to come in and necessarily create system-wide change. And so I wanted to really break down, like, if I want to change the world, if you want to change the world, how do we do it? And so I wanted to share with you guys a few different trains of thought that I collected from beautiful and powerful world leaders. And so first and foremost, this one is from Mother Teresa. If you want to change the world, go home and love your family. And this is one of the most beautiful ones that I can hear. I can guarantee you that somewhere along the way, the police officer who kneeled on George Floyd's neck was not loved as a kid in some way or another. Does not make it excusable in any way. But go home, love your family, teach your kids to love others, teach your family the power of a human life and basic decency and empathy. Like, teach them to value human life above all else. Teach them this first and foremost. Second, this one comes from Mahatma Gandhi. If you want to change the world, start with yourself. And even my reaction to everything that's happening, I realized that there's still a lot of work to do in myself. First and foremost, feeling uncomfortable watching the video and facing it, that was an indication that I haven't grown to be the person that I need to be if I want to change the world. If you look at the world and all you see is hate and negativity and just all of the frustrating things in this world and society, maybe it's time to start healing those things inside of you. There's a lot of, you know, there are a lot of methodologies that teach that whatever you see in the world is a mirror for how you see yourself. And so as I'm angry today, I'm like, am I angry in general? What am I learning about myself? How can I be more loving? How can I be a voice for change? How can I, and instead of looking at how can the system change? How can society change? How can I change myself? How can I be at least one beacon for light, right? Like, how can I bring truth and use my platform for good? How in the world can I impact things? So Mahatma Gandhi shared that sentiment. If you want to change the world, start with yourself. And the last one is, if you want to change the world, pick up your pen and write, by Martin Luther. And there is something very powerful about writing. I didn't used to believe that people could change. I didn't believe that, you know, I always believed that once someone was a certain way, that's how they were going to be forever. But even as I look at my own journey in life, and you can probably see this in yourself as well, I've grown so much, especially over the last, you know, 3 years, especially over the last 3 months. I don't recognize the person I was before. And a huge part of that is due to reading and learning and educating myself. And so one of the best things that you can do, especially if you are a person of color, is to share your stories, share the stories of your community, share things that you are seeing going on, and write to bring awareness. I personally really, really, really love reading real stories, and there's something so powerful about hearing it from someone who's experiencing a different life's lens than I have. And so if you want to change the world, pick up your pen and write. Tell your story. Share where you're at. Explain the stories of your community. Put them out there. Get them on LinkedIn. Get them on Medium. Put them on, you know, submit them to big magazines and online publications. submit it to a publishing house. Like, if you want to change the world, pick up your pen and write. Tell that story that needs to be heard. That's all I've got for today. I hope that this served some of you guys. I will catch you guys in the next episode. Oh.